So then the other issue with breast cancer, as you're going to point out, is there are actually two PARP inhibitors, and one of them is not approved in ovarian cancer. So there are actually four. Pretty awesome being a general medical oncologist nowadays, you know, trying to figure all this new stuff out. Any preferences? Looks like the audience has a strong preference. Just kidding. They're completely split between olaparib, talazoparib. I have heard people say it's sort of a coin flip. Agree?
Agree.
Hard to separate them?
Yeah, I think overall we'll look at the data a little bit, but they're very similar, the phase three data for both olaparib and talazoparib in breast cancer. I think, you know, olaparib's dosed twice daily, talazoparib once daily, maybe more heme toxicity with talazoparib compared to olaparib, but again, I think they're pretty similar.
It actually reminds me of some of the debates we have about CDK inhibitors because there are three approved there. Again, pretty cool to be an oncologist trying to figure it out. You look at the toxicity profile. Katie, I kind of get the same flavor in ovary with the three. I mean, obviously, olaparib is the only one with data up front, but when you get in the relapse setting, kind of hard to separate them. People look at toxicity, method of administration, but pretty similar. Is that your take, Katie?
Yeah, these are very similar. There's not a difference in efficacy. It's just really what you're comfortable with. That's what you should use because you're going to take better care of patients using what you're comfortable using.